This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. My name is Ali Mwakaneno, and I will be your host today. So with me on the show, I have Njoki Muhoho, the Multi-Choice Talent Factory Academy Director for East Africa. And Njoki and I will talk about local content in East Africa and what Multi-Choice Talent Factory is doing to promote both local content in the country and in the continent. And then we'll close in with a conversation on a recent memorandum of understanding between Multi-Choice and the Kenyan Film Commission on what to do to make sure that local film gets out there to the world. Welcome to the show, Njoki.
Thank you so much, and thank you for giving me this opportunity.
You're welcome. So, right on. There has been a push to develop local content on the Kenyan and African media spaces. Where do you think we are at in terms of the local content aired in media spaces in Kenya versus international content?
Well, before I answer that, let me also say a little bit about where I'm coming from. A Multi-Choice Talent Factory falls under the Multi-Choice Trust Foundation. And while I'm the Academy Director, I'm also a highly experienced film producer and scriptwriter, and I also do productions at my company, Zebra Productions. So when I answer this, I'm looking at it that way, somebody who is developing students and at the same time somebody who's very, very active in local Pan-African and international content development. For sure, recent research indicate that our customers, our viewers value local productions, local original productions. And this is evidently growing more and more popular day by day. Therefore, Multi-Choice has recognized this and continues to invest on development of local content. This has greater resonance with majority of our customers. But we must continue offering content that caters for the various needs of our diverse audience. That means Multi-Choice offers our customers the best of international content as well as the best of local content. Then all are happy. I believe in meeting the TV viewers' different tastes and preferences. It's still a delicate, very delicate balance. You can't say that you have achieved it. It's not a destination. It's a tightrope that you have to keep balancing and rebalancing. That's why continuous research and feedback from the viewers is important for us.
Tell me a little bit about Multi-Choice Talent Factory. What do you guys do, and why did Multi-Choice see it fit to establish this arm of the company?
Good question. If Multi-Choice was to offer the best of the local content, then they have to contribute to the development of that good content. So Multi-Choice Talent Factory is Multi-Choice Africa Shared Value Initiative that was launched in 2018. The vision is to ignite Africa's creatives, that is in film, TV. And as you know, once you are making a TV or film production, it involves all other creatives, musicians, designers, builders, everything. So it's really igniting the whole of the creative industry. And we teach film by actually making film. So call it a boot camp where students come in and within 12 months, they go through such intense development. The MTF, as we call it, that is a Multi-Choice Talent Factory, it's multi-layered. We have programs for our students. We have master classes for the experienced industry players. And we have the MTF portal, where a lot of educational and showcases are uploaded for free for anybody who wants to go and watch it, listen and learn whenever, however, wherever. MTF also provides a platform for, I call it shared values. Why do we call it shared values? We go out and partner with stakeholders, people who have the same passion and vision, and we partner with them so that we can magnify and have a bigger tripled, ripple effect on the work that we are doing. Because to ignite Africa creatives is not a one person's job. If all the people with that desire teamed up together, then we can build such a wave across continent. But let me talk a little bit about MTF. I am in charge of MTF East Africa, but it is not the only MTF. We have MTF West Africa that takes care of Ghana and Nigeria with a hub in Lagos. There's MTF Southern Africa that covers seven of the southern part of the Africa countries with a hub in Lusaka. I call it Southern because there is one for South Africa, MTF ZA, which just focuses on South Africa alone, considering South Africa is a fairly developed film industry compared to the rest of us. So we have those four academies, MTF East Africa, hub in Nairobi, MTF West Africa, hub in Lagos, MTF Southern Africa, hub in Lusaka, and MTF South Africa that operates from Johannesburg. Through MTF, we are building a pipeline of good local content for our multi-choice Mnet channels, whilst the masterclasses focus in developing technical skills of the established industry players. Our portal, again, is the golden thread that brings the talent and opportunities together in one platform. Professionals can register for free, so long as they are from the Africa continent. And it's really a marketplace where you get professionals. You can go in there and look for the best cinematographer in Ghana, in Lusaka, in Egypt, in whatever. You can actually go there and look for them. You can also download programs, training modules, and the portal is growing and growing. It has great potential and it's growing day by day. So that's who we are in brief, MTF.
Jackie, you've talked about the masterclasses, the terminal, and of course the various programs that MTF has. What do you think is the business rationale behind MTF and other initiatives to promote local talent, multi-choice pioneers?
It's a very huge question. I probably need 2 days to answer that. But we want to use our influence and resources to play a positive role in Africa, helping to grow Africa's people and creative industry into vibrant economic powerhouses. And it's by creating value for our customers. Note, we keep using the word value, creating value, sharing value. And not just for our customers, but employees and the society. That will build a successful business for the future. We have to invest in the same society that we want to provide the content for. And that is why in the past 5 years, MultiChoice has invested $130 million. That in Kenya shillings, we're talking of nearly 14 billion in delivering more local content. So we are investing in millions to make sure we provide that best of the local content. What are some of the initiatives driven by these funds? Our channels. How do we deliver this content? Maisha Magic Plus and Maisha Magic East channels, two channels that are here in East Africa. Another one, local content is also now available on stream on Showmax. Not everybody wants to see it and wait for the programmed content. We are also responding to video on demand whenever, wherever, however. Thirdly, great shows that have won big awards. They include Kina, Kovu, Selina, Jorowauba, Monica, just to mention a few. And with this, you can see the support, the development, which is equals to investment. Matichoy is investing in the local community.
Now that you've talked about the money, of course, we have to look at the other side of the divide. What has been the impact of all these initiatives and investments?
If you talk of impact as a leading funder for local content in the country, because there's no doubt nobody else has invested as much as Matic Choice has done, we have invested the 13.8, which I'm rounding up to 14 billion, the 13.8 billion Kenya shillings in the period between 1st of April 2015 and March 2019. So imagine 13.8 billion Kenya shillings within the period of 1st of April 2015 and March 2019. This has gone towards commissioning and acquisition of local content for the Maisha Magic Plus and Maisha Magic East channels. We also have 6,273 hours of content in our library. This number grows daily. As we speak, more hours are being added into this, and as we keep on refreshing our content lineup. So the speed at which these hours of content increases is reflective of the many shows that we're investing in, and every day several hours added to that number. This investment creates approximately 1,200 jobs through our local productions each year, including cast, crew, extras, designers, drivers, and impacting over 200 lives through our productions, acquisitions, commissioning of local shows. You can imagine for any one show, besides the actors, producers, crew, and all that, there's a caterer providing food, there is a contractor building set, there is somebody providing the water, there's somebody, you know, it becomes an entire business community of its own. So our impact, actually, with the numbers I've given, I'll probably say even those numbers are more on the lower side. It's a lot that we are contributing to communities.
Joki, MTF recently signed a memorandum of understanding with the Kenyan Film Commission. Why is that initiative or partnership important for the Kenyan film industry? And what are some of the things that we expect from the partnership?
Oh yes, we recently signed an MOU with KFC. The signing was actually just a confirmation, the formality of solidifying the relationship we've already had since we launched in 2018. So it's not a relationship that's beginning, it's solidification of a relationship that has been existing. But before I even say why we signed, why don't we first answer the question of who is KFC? Kenya Film Commission is a government arm, the government agent that mandated with the development and the marketing of Kenya as a film and television destination. That is its national role. See how well that matches with the vision of Matichoice and Matichoice Talent Factory. Also see how that sings literally to our passion and vision of shared value. The values of KFC match so perfectly with the values of Matichoice and values of Matichoice Talent Factory. So it just went without saying that if we're going to have that ripple effect, let's team up and do things together. We understand that the creative industry and the communities in which we work and live, our families and our societies at large, contribute to many, many layers that is the African experience. An experience which is forever evolving and changing in our quest to positively contribute to a better, brighter future for the industry. We realize that we need partners, partnerships, stakeholders. This is the way we go. We do not work alone. We work with partners. We integrate and assimilate ourselves in the societies that we operate in. The key to a successful integrated plan is reliable, sustainable partnerships, which are defined by a common goal. And not only just common goal, a transparency and research and resource sharing and their unwavering commitment to making a positive difference. It is only through such initiatives that we can scale greater heights and reignite passion and creativity in our local content industry. What are some of the initiatives in the partnerships that will boost viewership of the local content? Because there's no point in having good local content and you don't have local eyeballs on that content. We need to bring the local eyes into the local content. So how do we do this? We work collaboratively in marketing, distributing films through film markets, festivals, and competitions. We undertake capacity building efforts through film masterclasses, workshops, seminars, boot camps, short courses, which we are doing all this in partnership with other people. We partner in promoting and marketing local and film and TV festivals. So that's why we felt the great need to partner with KFC. KFC is Kenya's government flagship entity for development of film and television industry. It goes without saying, then we partner with them for those reasons I've just highlighted.
What is the end goal of this partnership? As you said, you guys get back all the way to 2018. What is the expected outcome of the partnership?
Let me first speak as a very proud Kenyan. We have the four pillars of development from our current government. This partnership speaks so strongly into the one of the pillars. That one of development, actually, we even see it as part of the manufacturing pillar, where the youth come together, they bring in all the raw materials and the resources, and out of the process line is good TV and film content. So it already speaks to that. So with MultiChoice operating in Kenya, we are also aligning ourselves to the national goals. Also, we'll get more professional, vibrant and robust local entertainment industry that is able to compete against big international screeners and blockbuster films and bring home Oscars. But there's no point in bringing home Oscars if people are hungry. People don't eat Oscars. They eat what is in their bank accounts. So at the end of the day, we are contributing to the entrepreneurship, the sustainability, the living standards of the Kenyans. That's what we are expecting. A happy, well-fed creative is a happy Kenyan.
I like that statement. Just as we go on, see, MultiChoice has been in the content business for quite a while, and I tend to believe that there are other initiatives that we get MTF. So what are some of the initiatives that MultiChoice has, of course, to promote local content that come before MTF and that work with MTF?
Good question. From time immemorial, every African country has always talked about you educate your population and you have a better country. You educate your population and you have sustainability. So MultiChoice as well focuses on educating to improve quality of production. And through MTF, we provide a platform for that development of the skills and the competences. We provide a platform for airing and marketing of these shows through our Maisha Magic channels. And it's not just one channel. I listed them earlier. There are several for East Africa. Each country has a channel. And with the next role. So far, these two focus areas have proved to offer great benefits for both MultiChoice and the industry as a whole. So the initiative in boosting the local talent, it's also by making people more independent, to be well entertained. So it's edutainment. We educate and we entertain and we better their livelihoods.
Jackie, I did a little bit of stalking myself before the interview, and one of the things that stood out from your profiles online is you've been a juror at the Emmy for 3 years. What do you think the Kenyan film industry is missing to bring it at par with other African giants?
First, let's clear the facts. Yes, I've been a juror with Emmys, but let's clarify. There are actually two Emmys. There's the Emmys that takes care of America. Oscars is equal to film, Emmys is equal to TV. Emmys are for the USA. International Emmys are for the rest of the world. So same organization, but they separate. America, that is USA, and the rest of the world. I have been a juror for the International Emmys. So far, I think I've done 4 years. I've been the only Kenyan who is a member of the International Emmys. Actually, Kenya, East Africa, and the Central Africa. I've been a lone African for a while. But now, I have introduced many other Kenyans. I think so far I've introduced 6 of them and going. There's a reason I'm talking about this. The first question I asked the International Emmys when I was registering is, I don't even see Kenya or any of my neighboring countries in the pull-down menu. How do I select my country? And they said, because we don't have anybody from that area. I'm a troublemaker. I asked, you call yourself international and you don't have anybody from East and Central Africa? Actually, they only had people from 3 African countries. And they say, Joki, we are trying, but we don't know how to reach them. And I said, you've got me now. And I've given myself a target of 1,000 members within my first 2 years of being a member. Well, I have several whom I have recommended, but I haven't hit 1,000. But I'm still doing it. So on your question about jury, so first of all, we are not even there as members. 2, every time I've done jury work, there's only one, and I repeat, two times, I have seen an African production that has been nominated. If you have over 20 categories and you only have 2 African productions in a span of 5 years, we do have a problem. These 2 productions have always been from South Africa, and can I be very proud to say last year the production that got into the nominations was actually a multi-choice production called The River. And the version of it that we are doing in Kenya is Kina. So Kina is the same format of The River from South Africa. So why don't we have many of these productions, our productions being nominated? Obviously, 2 good reasons. 1, quality. Does our quality compete well with India, Korea, UK, Netherlands? Because those are the countries that are included in the International Emmys. It means 1, our quality is not competing well with the rest. That's 1. 2, do we even submit? Kenya particularly, even for our Africa Magic Viewers' Choice Awards, of which I served as a jury and also as a chair over a span of 5 years, I literally had to call quite a number of producers to ask them, why are you not submitting? We have a tradition of not submitting. We decide already we are not good enough and we don't submit. We decide on failure. Somebody needs to erase that from our minds. There's an expression, you've got to show up. Please let your production show up in these competitions. The first point was the membership. The second point is the quality. Actually, the third point is the submissions. So asking the question about why aren't we making an impact there? 1, we need to enter that play field. More of us enter there and interact with these people. The first gala event I attended, we had 2 days of workshops before the gala night. And the first workshop I attended, I stood up and said, you people, what do you want to watch from Africa? And there was silence in the room. And then later, for the rest of the next 2 days, I had so many individuals come to me. Two young men from Brazil came to me and said, "Mom, we are so sorry that we are totally ignorant of your end of the world." Then a few other people came and talked to me about Kibera. They just wanted to hear about the slum. And I said, we have many fantastic stories. And if you really want to know about what stories we can make, come to Kenya and I will show you the stories. So have I answered your question?
Yes, in part. I feel like it's an ongoing conversation and it definitely needs more time than we've allocated currently.
Yes.
As we finish, Joki, where do you see the Kenyan film space in the next 5 years?
I am convinced, even in the next 3 years, we are going to be where we have never, ever, ever been. In the next 5 years, we'll be a force to reckon with. We will have achieved so much. The trajectory that we are on at the moment, especially with the Kenya Film Commission empowerment and initiatives and the funds they are putting in productions, we now have such a head start. We are now going to make waves. We only need to put the hard work and keep quality in mind. What do I mean by this? If Multi-Choice Talent Factory continues improving, developing high quality filmmakers and creatives, Multi-Choice continues to give us these channels, Maisha Magic channels, to share our high quality content, then more Kenyans get to watch our local content and talk about it. That more producers get fans and co-production opportunities, the sky is the limit. I'm very positive about Kenya Film Space in the next, not only 5, but 2, 3 years. I'm positive, I'm confident, and I would say, watch this space.
That's a really, really nice way to wrap the interview. Thank you so much for showing up in today's conversation, and I really look forward to engaging you further on this platform. Guys, that was Joki Muhoho, the MTF director, MTF Academy director for East Africa. And you can hear more on what she has to say and learn more about her by visiting her personal platforms and watching Multi-Choice stories on our platform. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. And let me ask your viewers, go to the MTF portal. It's a very easy one to get to, multichoicetalentfactory.com. If you are creative, if you supply services for the creatives, you could be a caterer, a driver, a welder, a carpenter, go register. It's free. Go register. While you're there, watch the many videos, educational and entertainment videos that are in our portal. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm sure we will do this again. There's plenty to talk about.